This is John Blackwood, presenting the monthly program, Ethical Issues. Today, I am going to tell you a story entitled, Stolen Heart, But Kidney Too? So don't go away. Dorothy Zohar was a 56-year-old divorcee, juggling jobs in nursing and real estate. One night, she was invited to dinner at a friend's house, where she met Richard McNutt, a Harvard-educated millionaire. Within a week, she and Richard McNutt were inseparable. Within 6 months, he had surprised her with a diamond engagement ring. But handsome and charming as he was, and as successful as he had been in business, Mr. McNutt also was an unlucky man. His kidneys were failing. Soon, he became very ill and weak. He had to go to the hospital for treatment 3 times a week. He was desperate for a kidney transplant, but couldn't find a donor. Dorothy offered him one of her kidneys, but the doctors ruled her out. So her younger brother John stepped forward. In exchange for his left kidney, John Dahl said he asked his sister's fiancé for 3 things. 1, a life insurance policy to cover the risk of surgery. 2, $5,000 to cover the pay he would lose while recovering from surgery. And 3, a promise that Mr. McNutt would always try to make his sister happy. But on the way home from the hospital, his new kidney working fine, Dorothy's fiancé postponed their wedding date. He told her that he could not get married on that date as he had to be in Florida on business. Another date was set, but Mr. McNutt told her that the wedding would have to be postponed yet again. The doctors had told him to rest for at least 3 months after the operation. Dorothy began to become suspicious. Finally, a relative confirmed her fears. Mr. McNutt was involved with another woman, whom he married a few weeks later. And what happened to the donor? Dorothy's brother never received his insurance policy or his lost wages. Dorothy Zohar and her brother now claim that the wealthy businessman deceived them, romancing Dorothy insincerely in hopes that she would lead him to a kidney. So they filed a lawsuit against Mr. McNutt. The millionaire's attorney claims that his client considered the kidney a gift and added that he was grateful for it. No matter which side wins in court, this case reveals the ethical issues that can come with new medical breakthroughs such as transplants. For organs from people who have died, there is a system with strict rules that say which organs can be transplanted and who can receive them. But for organs from live donors, such as Dorothy's brother, the process is less clear. It is against the law in the United States to accept money for an organ, because this could encourage poor people to sell their organs, which would mean that only the rich could receive transplants. In other countries, however, people can and do legally sell their body organs. There are no easy answers to these complicated ethical questions.